Let's talk basketball, man. I know a lot of people gonna hate me for this. A lot of people gonna tweet me. A lot of people gonna be like, what are you talking about, Rico? But I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. The Lakers are not that good. Now let's take a moment to actually process what I'm saying. I hear a lot of people deeming them the best team in the league because of their current record standing at 12 wins and 2 losses. But let's be real, people. Are they as good as advertised? Out of their 12 wins, they beat 4 above 500 teams, which included the Suns, who sucked last year and are quickly coming down off their little high, the Mavericks, the Jazz, and the Heat. I can make a legitimate argument that any of the 5 contending teams will have the same record as them if their schedules were similar. They are a team who lacks perimeter defense and lacks consistent 3-point shooting. Yeah, they got a lot of guys who have been known to knock a 3 down, but they don't have that guy who can consistently make 3 or more 3s a game. This league is a shooter's league, thanks to Stephen Curry and co. And what I'm seeing from the Lakers is reminiscent of them in the early 2000s with Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol and co. I just don't think their style of play will help them against greater competition, because the name of the game is 3-and-D. They have great rim protection in JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, and Dwight Howard. But against a team who can consistently hit a 3, will force their bigs out onto the perimeter, which will create obvious mismatches and leave the paint wide open. Let's take a look at who they struggled against. They struggled against the Raptors, who is currently the 3rd best 3-point shooting team in the entire NBA. They struggled on the perimeter, which made them vulnerable in the paint, and against the Clippers, who were able to take advantage of a weak perimeter and give their big matchup problems offensively and defensively. Yes, they are playing great basketball, and I will not take that away from them. LeBron James looks great in year 17. Anthony Davis looks even better. But they're beating a lot of bottom feeder teams, man. You cannot sit up here and tell me that they're the best team in the NBA. You cannot tell me that they're better than the Clippers, that they're better than the Celtics, that they are better than the 76ers. You know? Now let's talk about their bench. Their bench is among the lowest scored in the entire NBA. They also rank 25th in the entire league in 3 points made per game. And let's be real, they have no real perimeter defense. A lot of people try to parade around Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo and guys like that, but those guys aren't really going to lock up a perimeter consistently for an entire season, or I don't even think that they can do it consistently in a playoff series. This problem will continue to be amplified against good teams, and I think over the next few weeks, when their schedule begins to ramify, we will see their true enfeeblement. The Lakers are good. You know, I'm not saying they suck. I'm not saying they're bad. But let's pump the brakes a little bit on just how good they are. And don't crown them champs from 14 games into the season, which 9 of them were against non-playoff contending teams. It'll definitely be interesting to see how things unravel. Not just with the Lakers, but with teams like the Clippers, with just getting Paul George back, and other teams. It's your boy Rico, and thank you for tuning in to Rico Takes. I'm out.